from KQED. It's a scary time for undocumented immigrants to admit they don't have papers, especially now when President Trump is vowing to deport immigrants in record numbers. And yet, across California, people are speaking out about their immigration status at very public rallies and protests.
Hello, my name is Hugo. I'm undocumented. I'm afraid, unassured, and unapologetic.
Yadira, sin papeles y sin miedo. Undocumented and unafraid.
They call it coming out of the shadows. And it's a lot like coming out of the closet. In fact, as Zadie Stavely tells us, the youth-led immigrant rights movement has a deep connection with the movement for LGBT rights.
At her kitchen table in Oakland, Yahaira Carrillo leafs through an old photo album with faded pictures of a little curly-haired girl at school.
And that's me, after I came to the U.S. My little diploma nerd from the beginning.
Carrillo crossed the border illegally with her mom when she was 7. Growing up undocumented, first in California, then in Missouri, Carrillo was taught to always be on her best behavior.
Any sort of wrong moves could result in my parents getting deported, I getting deported.
But as Carrillo grew up, she ran into obstacles because of her immigration status. When she went to college, she didn't qualify for financial aid, so she had to work full-time to pay college tuition, and it took her 9 years to graduate. The DREAM Act would have given kids like her a path to a green card, but almost a decade after it was first introduced, the bill still hadn't passed. So Carrillo decided to start lobbying.
We had reached a point where we had to tell our own stories. We had to speak for ourselves because it was suffocating, you know, living in this place of fear.
Suffocating, like when you're gay and in the closet. Carrillo also knew what that felt like. She had come out as bisexual when she was 23. She says there are differences between the two, but
at the end of the day, both coming out as queer and coming out as undocumented, it's about living life on your own terms.
Many of the most outspoken undocumented youth activists who started the Dreamer movement are gay or lesbian. They began taking a page from the in-your-face civil disobedience of queer activist groups like ACT UP and adopting the gay rights concept of coming out publicly.
People need to know that queer people exist. And people need to know that undocumented people exist and that we live next door and that we brush our teeth and that we floss or don't floss just like everybody else.
In 2010, Carrillo and four other young people put their bodies on the line in the place they felt was most dangerous for undocumented immigrants, Arizona. They walked into Senator John McCain's office wearing graduation caps and gowns, sat on the floor, and said they would not leave until the senator agreed to co-sponsor the DREAM Act. Carrillo says a police officer tried to talk them out of it. "I have a son too," he said. "Think of your future. How will you get a job?"
And I remember one of us saying, "But you don't understand, that's the problem. We can't get a job."
They were risking everything. Carrillo and two others were arrested that day and turned over to immigration authorities. They were later released, but faced deportation. More protests were happening around the country. Another queer immigrant named Prerna Lal helped shut down Wilshire Boulevard outside Senator Dianne Feinstein's office in Los Angeles.
I did what I did because I didn't feel like there was an alternative for me. For far too long, we had been ignored or cast aside or marginalized.
Lal and her parents came from Fiji and overstayed their visas. Friends suggested she could get a green card by marrying a U.S. citizen. But same-sex marriage wasn't legal.
I was told many times to just, like, get married, to just find a boy. And I was like, well, that's not me. That's not who I am.
Lal says the Dreamers risking arrest and deportation caught the attention of the country and the president. In 2012, President Obama issued temporary protection from deportation for undocumented youth, known by its initials as DACA.
DACA's only in place because people fought for DACA to be in place. You know, Obama didn't wake up one day and decide to just do this on his own.
The fact that Dreamers have been, you know, unafraid to come out and share their story has had a tremendous impact on the entire immigrant rights movement.
That's Felicia Escobar. She worked in the White House and helped craft the DACA policy, which now covers 3/4 of a million people. In his campaign, Donald Trump vowed to end DACA. but Escobar says as president, he's backed off.
As of now, it seems like DACA youth are safe. But, you know, they don't live in a vacuum. They're worried about their parents.
Lal and Carrillo both now see that fear and uncertainty every day at the community law center where they both work. Lal is an attorney for undocumented students at UC Berkeley.
How are you both doing?
Doing all right.
On this day, she's helping an American student and his Kenyan wife prepare for their upcoming green card interview.
They'll ask you, where were you born?
Kenya? Nairobi Hospital?
Nairobi.
Lal ended up getting her own green card through her U.S. citizen wife after the Supreme Court ruled same-sex marriage is legal. Carrillo has a visa now, too. But she says some who are still undocumented wonder if under Trump, coming out is too great a risk.
And that's real, right? But I think at the end of the day, we don't want to go back into the same place that we were before.
Undocumented youth and adults are still using the chant, undocumented, unafraid. Sometimes they end by shouting queer, trans, and unashamed. Many of these immigrants say even with all the uncertainty now, they've learned that silence doesn't protect them. For the California Report, I'm Zadie Stavely in Oakland.